Hello and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Aaron Richards, Executive Director here at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Also one of the co-hosts here on St. Gabriel Radio of Beyond Damascus. Now, today we're going to be reflecting on a scripture passage from John chapter 16, verse 29 to 33. And, you know, this is one of those times when Jesus just has one of those stinging statements that speaks so much in such a short phrase. We'll save that good fruit for the end, but here we start in verse 29. The disciples said to Jesus, "Now you are talking plainly and not in any figure of speech. Now we realize that you know everything and that you do not need to have anyone question you." That's a nice affirmation of the Lord. "Because of this, we believe that you came from God." Jesus answered, "Do you believe now? Behold, the hour is coming and has arrived when each of you will be scattered to his own home, and you will leave me alone. But I am not alone, because the Father is with me." And here's that little phrase that I think can be a source of such consolation and strength for us. "I have told you this so you might have peace in me," Jesus says. "In the world you will have trouble, but take courage. I have conquered the world." In the world you will have trouble, but take courage. I have conquered the world. That's an important phrase for us to hear this morning, friends. In the world you'll have trouble, but take courage. I have conquered the world. There's an interesting thing happening in today's scripture passage that we reflect on. Here we have believers that are coming to believe in Jesus on account of the good words that they have heard. And I don't know about you, but in my own experience of Christianity, of Catholicism, I went through those moments where my faith was lit on fire by the good words that I had heard. Whether that was as a camper here at Catholic Youth Summer Camp, whether that was as a retreatant on retreat, whether you're a mother, a father, a child, right? Whether that was at your parish at a Sunday sermon, whether that was at some kind of men's or women's conference or gathering or event, or whether that was at some retreat that really lit a spark in you. So many times, it's important for us to come to know Jesus through the words that he speaks to us. And Jesus answers them, "Do you believe now? But behold, the hour is coming and has yet arrived when each of you will be scattered and you will leave me alone." It's not enough for us, friends, to be fair weather fans when it comes to Christianity. This has been a really good season for that, I'd say. This has been a season where we've been challenged in our presumptions and challenged in our way of living out our Christian faith, our Catholic faith. You know, this may be a time in the world's history where that phrase that Jesus ends this passage with, "In the world, you will have trouble." Well, I don't know about you, but in my mind, 2020 has been a time of some trouble, right? We're not alone. Jesus responds, "Take courage. I have conquered the world." How can Jesus say that he's not alone? He says that he's not alone because he reminds himself that the Father is with him. Our source and our strength can't simply come from inspiring words. As good as those words might be, as high as those words might lift our spirits, lift our hearts, our source and our strength and our consolation needs to always come from our source and summit of Christian faith, from the Lord Jesus, from the Father, from the Holy Spirit, and practicing their presence in our lives. When was the last time you can say confidently that you felt the presence of God, that you experienced, that you encountered the presence of God? If you can't answer that question, there's a conviction for you. Jesus says, I'm not alone because the Father is with me. I can say I'm not alone because Jesus is with me, because I sat down with him this morning and I heard him speak to my heart. My prayer for you, friends, would be that none of us would count ourselves alone, that we would take courage, that we would have confidence in Jesus, who has conquered the world. Seek him in prayer. Seek him in intimacy. Seek his presence. Thanks for joining us today. This has been a scripture reflection on John 16, verses 29 to 33. Once again, you're listening to the Damascus Daily Prayer Lab, and I pray that you have a great day.